Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Now 28 degrees here at 6:30 on a Wednesday morning. A judge in Colorado heard graphic testimony during a preliminary hearing for the man accused of murdering his ex-fiancée and mother of his child.
The judge heard from law enforcement who testified that Crystal Kenny told them she was in a relationship with Patrick Frazee, and Patrick kept asking her to kill his ex, Kelsey Barrett, with whom he had a one-year-old daughter. Eventually, Crystal says Patrick did it himself.
In a horrific manner, with a bat in the back of the head, as Kelsey is sniffing candles with a blindfold over her eyes.
That is Prosecutor Jennifer Veman. She says Crystal then cleaned up the crime scene but left traces of blood for investigators to find. Patrick was ordered to stand trial on multiple charges, including murder. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Wichita police have released the name of a 19-year-old woman who died after an accident in South Wichita Monday night at 53rd Street South and Broadway. Three vehicles were involved in that accident. An SUV rolled over. The driver, 19-year-old Carlina Johnson, was taken to a hospital where she died. Drivers of the two other vehicles were not injured.
Even with city trucks laying down a mixture of salt and sand on Wichita roads, drivers are advised to take it slow. Tow truck driver John Burgett tells KSN News, driving in winter weather can be challenging.
Right now, our drivers are going about 20 miles an hour on the back streets and about 40, 45 on the highway just so they can drive safely with not seeing as clearly as they need to.
He also warns that residential streets are likely to be extremely slick until temperatures warm up and melt the ice away.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has named a Topeka attorney who has specialized in tax cases as her new acting Secretary of Revenue.
Kelly announced Tuesday that Mark Burghardt would lead the Department of Revenue. He replaces interim Secretary Mark Beshears, who took over the agency temporarily when the new governor took office last month. Burghardt previously worked as a legislative researcher and as the Department of Revenue's chief counsel for 7 years, beginning in 1987. His appointment as secretary will require state Senate confirmation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sean Stewart with AAA Kansas says this change is more about policy and less about driving demand.
I think we're seeing some impact of geopolitical issues, U.S. sanctions on Venezuela and Iran, and then OPEC has decreased their production.
Stewart says the national average for a gallon of gasoline, $2.32 as of Monday. State average price, $2.09 a gallon. Here in Wichita, prices jumped to $2.19 on Monday.
A Washburn professor says in a lawsuit the university retaliated against her after she filed a sex discrimination complaint. Leslie Reynard, who teaches in the communication department, says in her lawsuit, the retaliation began after she told her department chair in April 2018 that she intended to file a claim with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. School counsel declined to comment on the lawsuit Tuesday.
Civil liberties advocates say information the government admits to sharing could affect many people's daily lives.
The Council on American Islamic Relations is reacting to a government admission that a federal terrorist watch list is shared with hundreds of entities, including universities, cell phone companies, and hospitals. CARE alleges the watch list, which could contain large numbers of people who are not under suspicion, could mean problems for people when it comes to travel or inclusion in certain activities. There is no information on how the entities provided with the list or using the data. The government will not say how many names are on the list, and past lawsuits revealed that names are actively added and removed from it. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Some believe asteroids killed the dinosaurs. What could climate change do?
The headline reads, First Climate Change Extinction, a creature that lived near the Great Barrier Reef. And it turns out it's a rodent, a rat-like rodent called the Bramble K. melomus. Last seen in 2009, they lived in the fields and dug burrows into the ground. But living in areas below sea level was their doom. University of Queensland scientists say the main factors in the mammal's extinction was almost certainly ocean inundation of the low-lying Kay during the last decade, causing dramatic habitat loss. The Bramble Kay melomus, like the canary in the coal mine. The Australian government claims the extinction in the last decade points to human-induced climate change. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As we head out the door, we will be dealing with some slick spots on the road this morning, but our storm system has moved on off to the east. We become mostly sunny by this afternoon, our high getting to 35, partly cloudy and 20 for the low tonight, and then breezy on Thursday with a high 44, and a new storm system will bring us the chance of rain by the end of the week. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog, mist, 28 degrees. We have a southwest wind at 6 miles per hour. 6:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and police in Tulsa are trying to track down the man who crashed his car into the glass doors of an adult novelty shop and made off with lingerie and sex toys. Police say the drive-in banditry happened early Monday at the Hustler Hollywood, and the crime was captured on video. Police believe the man knew his way around the store because he ran right to one section to steal the items, which are valued at between $300 and $400.
The crime was captured on grainy VHS.
Yeah. Police haven't yet identified the man, and no arrests have been made.
Ah.
Yeah, there is a fellow who really wanted to get some dirty stuff there. School officials in Pittsburgh say a kindergartner was found with a handgun on a school bus. Pittsburgh Public Schools spokeswoman Ebony Pugh says the gun was found in the student's backpack Monday. After school was dismissed, student attends the Pittsburgh Fazen K-5 school. Pugh says another student alerted the bus driver to the weapon, and the gun was removed without incident. Says parents were notified by phone. Now, Pugh says all students will be required to pass through the school's metal detectors. Previously, only adult visitors and parents were required to do so. And by the way, this police investigation is going on. And you know what? How does that kid get that gun? Where'd that gun come from?
Came from home
where somebody thought, well, you know, it's a gun. What can it do? Can't hurt anybody, right? Tell you what, folks, you got to take care of these things. Got to make sure the kids don't get them. 6:36 now, Steve and Ted. Ted, the only really slick spot I ran into was when I was driving in was when I, you know, when we come into parking lot and there's that little turn to at the top level to go into the
yeah,
bottom.
Yeah, you got
to
take a little turn, go down an incline.
Lost my footing just a little bit. You know, a little sideways a little bit. That's the only place. And about what? It's about a 10, 11-mile drive from my house. So, you know, the streets, I'm sorry. I'm not having any problems with those. But if you're out there this morning, remember space. Leave some space. And you should be okay. Snowfall total, we already talked about that this morning. Lots of schools, Wichita Public Schools are in, but a lot of schools have canceled. What else we got going on? You've got the ball game tonight, as you were talking about a few minutes ago, and you're going to do the locker room show after that.
Yeah, we'll be out late tonight taking your phone calls after Shocker basketball.
Yeah, just watch
midweek game.
Just again, watch those parking lots and those sidewalks. That's where you can slip and have a big problem.
Although with the snow, the traction's not very bad.
Yeah, that's it.
Since it's not ice.
You know, if you got snow,
the traction didn't.
If you get a little more rain or something in that, and you know, and again, you got a southwest wind at 6 miles per hour, so it doesn't feel bad out there at all.
No, it really doesn't.
So if the kids are at the bus stop, you know, it's not going to be a challenge at all for them. So
one of the things I noticed when I was coming in was, of course, there was, you know, 2 inches of snow on my car, and so I was brushing off the snow that was piled up onto my car, and you usually get down to that layer under it that's ice that you have to scrape off. I got to that, and that came off very easily.
Yeah. Well, I got something for Christmas that I used yesterday, and I don't know what it's called, but it's a kind of a windshield cover that you can hook on your windshield.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it worked really well, and you can put these little kind of sock things over your rearview mirrors, and so I just pulled those off there, and I had perfect vision this morning.
Nice.
Even though, you know, there's an inch of snow on top of the visor or whatever that thing's called. Shelly was happy because she bought that for me and gave me that for Christmas, and I didn't think I'd ever use it, but I found a use for it.
Good job.
There you go. You know, one of our talk hosts at KNSS is number one New York Times bestselling author Michael Savage. Evenings at 8 p.m., we're giving away copies of Michael Savage's new book, Stop Mass Hysteria, America's Insanity from the Salem Witch Trials to the Trump Witch Hunt. You can go online to knssradio.com and sign up for a chance to win.
All right.
It's that easy. knssradio.com and click contest. You can also find a way to sign up at the KNSS Facebook page if you'd like a copy of Michael Savage's new book.
Yeah.
6:38.
Be a nice prize.
Yeah. 6:38, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The feeder cattle futures started lower Tuesday and then followed the live cattle to the positive side of trading. The close saw both the live cattle and feeders close positive, but they were unable to hold the session highs. The June live cattle scored a new contract high yesterday, while the feeder cattle traded very near last week's highs. A more negative talk on the African swine fever news out of China helped push the first five contracts of lean hogs to close down the $3 limit today. Now, the hogs limit will be expanded to $4.50 today. On the close yesterday, April live cattle, $1.27 higher, $128.45. March feeders, $1.15 higher, $143.75. And April hogs down a $3 limit at $56.52. Tuesday, more new contract lows were made by the Kansas City wheat futures. We saw the wheat, corn, and soybean futures all close negative yesterday. Selling by the managed money accounts pushed the grains into sell stops, along with margin call on longs giving up their ship. The overnight trading has been mixed, and the corn and soybean futures have seen very good trading volume. At the moment, March KC wheat's unchanged at 460 and three quarters. March corn's up 3 cents at 372 and three quarters. And March soybeans down 3.5 cents at 897 and a quarter. March crude oil, 30 cents lower at 55.79. April gold, a buck and a half higher at 1346.30. The March S&P down 1 point at 2777 and three quarters. March dollar index, 3 cents higher at 96.38, with March Dow Jones futures trading 14 points lower at 25,869. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, the heavier snow west of Wichita, a little bit lighter over in your area. What do you get in Butler County, you think?
2 inches, I would call it.
Did you get two? Okay. Yep. The National Weather Service guys here in Wichita told me this morning that going east from here, 1 to 2 inches, and you're in Augusta. Have you been up and with your snow shovel out there, shoveling down the sidewalk?
Yeah, I've already shoveled off the sidewalk, shoveled off the driveway in front of the garage, and all that's done.
When did you do that?
I was at to about 4:15 this morning.
You got up early and did that?
Yep, done that. And if you need verification, just call the Augusta police office, because one of the patrolmen drove by and honked at me.
He did? He didn't arrest you this time, huh?
This time they didn't.
You know, if you're out there with that snow shovel in the summertime, they'll probably arrest you for that.
I got a feeling they would give a little bit of thought to
it. Is it Augusta? Do you know the Augusta police over there? Who's the police chief now? Who's the public safety person?
That is Bob Sage.
Bob Sage. Okay.
Yes. Very fine gentleman.
He's a good guy?
Yes, he is. They're a good guy.
Does he listen to Steve and Ted?
Yes, he does. Matter of fact, last night I was at the city council meeting, and Chief Sage is always at our council meeting.
Yeah.
Talking to him before the meeting, and we were talking about the things that are said on this show.
Really? So the chief does listen. I was just kind of kidding around there, but that's terrific, you know?
Now, I didn't say he was a fan of yours. I just said he listened.
Well, there is a difference. There is a difference.
Yes, there is.
So you be careful out there. A man your age shoveling snow, whew, man, heart attack, anything could happen to you out there.
I will remember that next time, okay?
Yeah, you could slip and fall, crack the driveway with your head, and, you know, get a big old concrete bill there.
I'm going to tell you what, here last week, those driveways got a little slick after that ice.
Yep, that, you know, as Ted and I have been talking about this, the good thing is not much wind with all of this, you know?
Yeah, it's honestly was very nice out this morning.
Yeah, it is, okay. All right, thank you, sir. 6:42 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Don Grant, CFP the Money Tracker, talking about getting a better credit card rate. Hey, I got a pair of tickets right now for ABBA Mania. It's Friday at the Orpheum, ABBA Mania. If you'd like to go, give me a call, 869-1330, call number 5, 869-1330 for a pair of tickets to ABBA Mania.
All right.
6:43 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.